اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters all over the world listening to IRB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I welcome you, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, among our brothers here, dear Ali Nasser, Hussein Ruhullah, and Hassan Nasrullah. Assalamu alaikum, and welcome everyone.
Wa alaikum assalam, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Ali Nasser, how is it going?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
All right. And Hassan?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
All right. So, everyone is fine. Hope you are doing well. Dear listeners, let's get started. Inshallah, today we will continue our discussions on the story of
Satan
and
God
and Adam alayhi salam, and also the angels, what happened, when Allah Almighty commanded
to prostrate.
Yeah, all the angels to prostrate, all the angels prostrated, but
except Satan.
Satan actually was not among the angels, but I mean, he was not from angels, but he used to be among them, always with them, because he was a great worshipper,
yes?
At that time. So he didn't prostrate before Adam, and a lot of things happened that we had in our previous sessions. Okay, today we will talk about Ayah
18
on page
152.
Surah Al-A'raf. So, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Surah Al-A'raf on page 152, Ayah
18.
Let's get it started, but first and foremost, let's listen to the recitation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قال اخرج منها مذءوما مدحورا لمن تبعك منهم لأملأن جهنم منكم أجمعين.
Nice one. Great recitation. Superb. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال اخرج منها مذءوما مدحورا لمن تبعك منهم لأملأن جهنم منكم أجمعين. Very beautiful ayah. Let's see what Allah Almighty says here. Once I want one of you brothers to recite. Who wants to recite this ayah? Any volunteer? Hassan, Ali Nasser, Hussein?
Yes, sir.
All right, Hussein, mashallah. Let's listen to a nice recitation from Hussein.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qala akhruj minha madhuman madhura. لمن تبعك منهم لأملأن جهنم منكم أجمعين.
أحسنت. ما شاء الله. One question. Why did you join the two words? قال and you said قال اخرج. Why did you join them?
Because there is Hamzatul Wasl. Because there is Hamzatul Wasl.
What is Hamzatul Wasl? Hassan? That's a question, isn't it?
Yes.
What is Hamzatul Wasl?
Hamzatul Wasl is Hamza. If it comes between the sentence, we will connect the two words before and after the Hamzatul Wasl.
All right. Ali Nasir, what do you think? What is a Hamzatul Wasl?
Yeah, it joins.
It joins the words?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Nice. Let me complete it. Hamzatul Wasl is actually, generally, we don't have it in words. There is no word having Hamzatul Wasl. Okay? But there is one thing. Sometimes in Arabic, some Arabic words, okay, they start with a sakin letter.
Yeah.
Okay? For example, khruj, khruj. This kha is sakin.
Yes.
Kha is sakin. So this is a kind of one of the cases which is difficult for Arabs to read it that way.
Yes.
To start with a sakin letter. But in English we have it. Like stand up. We have it. Stand up. Stand up. Okay? We don't have any A-E-I-O-U with S after S.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Or, for example, we should say satand up or sitand up, sutand up. We don't have it. We can start with a silent letter. I mean without any vowel sound right after it.
Mm-hmm,
okay?
Yeah.
Stand up. All right, Hassan? Like,
yes.
Sit down, look. Sit down, S has an I with it. An E sound with it.
Vowels.
Okay? Sit down, a vowel sound.
Yes.
But stand up, stamp, stop, it doesn't have that.
Mm-hmm.
In Arabic, it's difficult to read.
Mm.
The word starting with a sakin letter.
Sakin letter, yeah.
Okay? That's why Arabs use Hamzatul Wasl. Hamzatul Wasl is that aleph sign which has like the front of Saad
yeah.
on
the top of it.
All right?
Yes.
That's the Hamzatul Wasl sign. They use it to read the word. Because Hamzatul Wasl, okay, can accept any haraka. It can accept fatha, it can accept kasra, it can accept
Dhamma.
You could read it a, e, u.
In a special case, yeah.
Yeah. It's not a letter having any harakat. It's just kind of, we can say, it's ready to accept any of the harakat.
Yes.
All right? Yes. Whatever you give it, it will accept it.
Yes.
Yeah? We'll get it and you can pronounce with it. So, this Hamzatul Wasl, it is used for what? To help us?
To read.
Read the word, start the word.
Yeah.
So, it has two cases. First one, you read it.
Yeah.
Second case, in case you have another letter, another word before the word that starts with sakin letter.
Yes.
Okay? If you have another word here, and the other word starts with sakin. So in this case, you can join the previous word, to the word which starts with sakin letter. So in this case, the sakin letter will be pronounced. Yeah?
Yes.
In this case, do we need Hamzatul Wasl or no?
No.
No. We needed Hamzatul Wasl to what? To
start,
help us?
Or read.
Read. Pronounce the word. Start the word. But now that we have another word before that word which starts with sakin letter, in this case, we don't need Hamzatul Wasl. So we have two cases. Either you read Hamzatul Wasl in case there is no word.
Yes.
Okay? Or you skip it in case there is
a word before it.
And you
join it.
Join the two words. Here, like qala and ukhruj. Here, ukhruj starts with kha. Actually, Hamzatul Wasl is extra. Don't think about it. Khruj, khruj, khruj. It's difficult for them to read this way.
Yes.
That's why they use Hamzatul Wasl. Okay, ukhruj then. Ukhruj. But because there is another word before it, you want to read together. If you want to join them, okay? Qala and ukhruj. So if you join them, qala and ukhruj, you cannot say qala ukhruj. No. You don't need Hamzatul Wasl anymore. That's why, go away.
Skip it.
Yes.
Lakhruj.
Hassan. Very simple.
Yes.
Got it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the rule for Hamzatul Wasl. All right. So when it occurs between the words, you
skip it.
Ignore it. قال اخرج. That's it. So the reason we use Hamzatul Wasl is because it's difficult to start a word starting with
ساكن.
Good job. قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي. How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran. قال اخرج منها مذءوما مدحورا. علي ناصر, could you read this?
Yes. قال اخرج منها مذءوما مدحورا.
حسن, he pronounced it this way, مذءوما. We have تنوين, we have الف.
Yes.
He just joined the two meme together. Madhmu, yes. Madhu, mam, he said. What about the letters there? The tanween, man, the tanween we have, tanween fatha, and also the aleph we have. Why did you pronounce it that way? Hasan?
He joined the letters like.
He joined them.
Idgham.
The rule, idgham.
Mithlain.
Idgham mithlain is kind of wrong.
Yeah, one should be second in idgham mithlain.
Yeah, we have in idgham mithlain. Mithlain means two identical letters.
Yes.
Okay, the first letter, which is meme, must be sakin. But is meme sakin here?
No.
No, the first meme. It has tanween.
Yes.
So tanween ends with man n sound, not m sound.
Yes.
That's why it's not idgham mithlain. It is idgham with ghunna.
Yes.
Okay, madhu.
Mam.
Mam. Idgham says you have to merge the letter which has tanween to the letter after it.
Yes.
So here, the alif, which is alif mad, because when you merge, alif mad is also ignored. The same as
Hamzatul
Wasl that we had previously. Qala khruj. That way. Qala khruj minha madhuman madhura. Allah says to Satan, say he, Allah Almighty, be gone hence. Blameful, banished, get out of here. Satan or Iblis threatened Allah Almighty previously in the previous ayah. You remember?
Yes.
What did he say? God, because you misguided me, I'll sit in the way of your worshippers, okay? I will mislead all of them. See what happens. He threatened Allah Almighty. And this ayah said, hey, come on, get out. Go. I know what to do. You go, misguide them, I know what to do. If you misguide them, Allah says, these are my words, I mean, I'm explaining this way, okay? It's a bit, Quran is a bit respectful, but to Shaitan, Allah is also, God forbid, he's not insulting, okay?
Yeah,
using bad language, no. He is also back threatening him, okay? To teach him a lesson.
Yeah.
Allah says, قَالَ خُرُجْ مِنْهَا مَذْءُومًا مَدْحُورًا. These two words, مَذْءُومًا مَدْحُورًا, is used when somebody has no value then. You say just kind of, God, this is my word, I'm saying this, okay? Just you kick out someone. You kick someone
out
from the room, for example. Okay? This is these words are used. لَمَنْ تَبِعَكَ. Whoever, la, the letter la says, I swear. God says, I swear. Allah doesn't... Does Allah need to swear?
No.
Why he swears?
Like to show his...
To show what?
Like he's so...
He's so...
Serious.
Serious, yes, about it.
This word.
And also, something that Allah swears for means that it is going to...
Happen.
Happen.
Surely. Yes.
I swear anybody from among my worshippers, from among the children of Adam, follows you, okay? Follows you. You threaten me? Listen, I teach you a lesson, okay? I will fill. I will what? Fill out the hellfire, okay? With you all.
Mm-hmm, okay? Yes.
I'll put you all in the
hellfire.
Hellfire, enjoy it. La'amla'anna jahannam minkum
ajma'in.
So, that was what Allah Almighty says in this ayah. Refer to the Tafsir books for more information, inshallah. So, قَالَ خُرُجْ مِنْهَا مَذْؤُومًا مَدْحُورًا. We say, مَذْؤُومًا مَدْحُورًا. مَدْحُورًا has an
heavy sound. مَدْحُورًا.
Yes, heavy sound. مَدْ Dala has?
قَلْقَلَ
sound. Echoing sound. Hassan, what does that sila tell us? That should be the last example, and last tajweed point. Mm-hmm.
The sila tells us that it's better to continue here, join the first letter to the second letter.
It means join the word madhuran to the word laman.
Yes.
Yes? Good. It's better to continue. Yes. Good job. But we can stop if we want.
Yes.
Yeah. So, laman tabi'aka, we've discussed about ikhfa, about idgham, we've discussed a lot, so no need to review them. So, that's it. I will recite the ayah once. Make sure you listen, inshallah, and repeat after me. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, you can join us. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
قال اخرج منها مذءوما مدحورا
قال اخرج منها مذءوما مدحورا
لمن تبعك منهم لأملأن جهنم منكم أجمعين
لمن تبعك منهم لأملأن جهنم منكم أجمعين
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Thank you so much for being with IRB English Radio. Stay with us in the coming sessions. Inshallah, we'll continue our discussions. That's all from us for today. Thanks to IRB English Radio, Sevier International Schools Network, Brother Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Rahullah, and Ali Nasir. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان